Hello, I'm recording this on April 10th, 2024, and that means two things. First off, I hope you all had a chance to enjoy something during Dark Sky Week last week, or you got to enjoy the solar eclipse. Otherwise, it is time for the Darkness News Update, a bi-weekly series sponsored by Evluma. Look at their Ariomax, look at their Omnimax. These are lamps and fixtures that are ready for shielding. They come diffused, they're ready for controls, color selectable, dimmable. These are the sort of fixtures you want for your respectful outdoor light at night projects. Visit evluma.com for more. But let's just do the news. We have found that anthropogenic light at night increases your risk of stroke. This is a study of 28,000 adults in Ningbo, China, that correlated cerebrovascular disease with the presence of light at night. ANSES, which is the French lighting authority, has recommended limiting blue light exposure. This is affirming a number of health findings that we've discussed already. We've found that daylight savings time does affect mortality rates in the U.S. This is a very large study of a very large data set, and they've found that in the 8 weeks after the spring forward, all causes of mortality are slightly higher. We've also got a look at a southern U.S. cohort study in which they found that low-income, racialized neighborhoods have more light pollution. As a result, people who live there do report worse sleep, which trickles down into worse health overall. Behavioral Neuroscience, an academic journal, has published a recommendation that red lights be used in research labs, particularly ones that are using rodent test subjects, because this will cause less circadian disruption, which will not skew their overall results. And in a new segment we're going to call Not Sponsored, Not Endorsed, But Interesting, we're going to talk about the fact that Panasonic has launched a new anti-glare, anti-light pollution LED flood lamp. This is designed for sports lighting that claims to have better directionality and reduced glare for on and off field. Cree Lighting has debuted a street lighting product that they claim improves visual comfort. They have proprietary diffusers and lenses that should reduce discomfort glare for pedestrians and drivers alike. Emerson is offering new industrial LEDs for low light trespasses. These devices also offer new dimming options and a variety of CCTs. And we have the seventh brand of LED tape light being certified by Florida Fish and Wildlife Services as being turtle friendly. We have seven different LED tapes. These are flexible tapes, strings of LEDs, usually with a bit of a plastic lens on them, that you can use in a number of flexible options. They're fun for decorators, we've found, but they are in approved red, amber, or orange properly, not just color-changing, but filtered. Over in the UK, the government has agreed to research headlights. This is after a very large petition and a presentation from a number of experts to reconsider headlight brightness and glare. The governor of Utah has signed a Dark Sky Month proclamation, not content for a whole week. This is his fourth year in the ward row doing it. I don't know why he can't just proclaim it a cyclical thing, but there we go. In Summit County and Park City, Utah, they've both set new lighting ordinances with new rules for shielding and CCT. This is part of a play to get recognition from Dark Sky International. Worth noting that Summit County is allowing bluer lamps on farms as long as they remain well-shielded and well-directed. Brisbane, California is working on lighting ordinance compliances with a graduated rollout of rules for homes, businesses, schools, streets that will see all lighting conform to a new, dimmer, warmer, shielded structure. That'll happen every few years until 2039. Truckee, California has launched a rebate program for responsible lighting. That's right, there are $50,000 available in grants for homes and businesses to swap out lamps and fixtures. Marathon, Florida has amended their lighting ordinance for trespass rules, with full shields now required on new or renovated lighting. In Oak Hill, Texas, there is a new development on U.S. Highway 290 and Texas Highway 71. This is near Dripping Springs, Texas. The new development would add sidewalks, sidewalks, bike lanes, more complete streets, and more lighting to go with that. Dripping Springs is one of the first Dark Sky International recognized spaces in Texas, and the residents are worried that the new lighting would remove their status. They would be defrocked as a Dark Sky community, and they're hoping that state authorities will find a way to conform to town rules. Edison County, New Jersey is suing over billboards, creating new rules for non-glaring, non-blinking, shielded and directed lighting on billboards. South Carolina beaches are getting ready for turtle nesting season. Toronto, Ontario is beginning their Lights Out campaign for spring migration. Nevada is offering dark sky license plates. These are commemorative plates with a nice little logo on them. They do cost more money than your standard plate, but the proceeds of that go to the Friends of Nevada Wildernesses. And George Mason University has canceled their plans to build a cricket pitch. This would have been on the Fairfax campus. It would have been shared with a professional cricket team as well. But it does mean that, you know, the lights will not go up. That's one of the reasons why they canceled the plans for a cricket pitch. Anyway, I've been Scott Wachter. I want to thank you for your time. I want to thank Evluma. I want to thank Lighthead. I want to thank the Lighting and Darkness Foundation. I hope you have a good one. Until next time.